This podcast is sponsored by For Such a Time as This by John O. A. Cree. Dive into the gripping true story of Standing Bear and the Ponca tribe's fight for justice during the Trail of Tears. Discover courage, resilience, and history brought to life. Get your copy today on Amazon.
Native American storytelling costumes and props explained. Discover the rich symbolism behind Native American storytelling costumes and props, and how they bring ancestral tales to life in vibrant ways. Native American storytelling, costumes and props that bring legends to life. You know, there's something truly magical about storytelling in Native American culture. It's not just about words or tales passed down through generations. There's an entire world of costumes and props that add a whole new layer of meaning and immersion. Imagine sitting around a fire, the night sky above, and watching as a storyteller transforms into stories from long ago by using intricate regalia that connect audience members to the spirit of the tale. So, when I think of Native American storytelling traditions, costumes aren't just fancy clothes, they're powerful symbols. Each tribe has its own way of expressing stories visually, through the materials, colors, and designs found in their regalia and props. These aren't random. Everything holds significance, representing animals, spirits, or historical events important to the Native American people. Let's talk about some of the common elements you might see. Feathers. Feathers, especially eagle feathers, are one of the most sacred materials. In many Native American tribes, feathers symbolize honor, connection to the Creator, and the presence of spirits. When a storyteller wears a headdress or adds feathers to their regalia, it acknowledges these connections and offers respect for the story being told. Masks. Masks are fascinating props often used to embody spirits, animals, or mythical creatures. Each mask's design is unique, with colors and shapes telling you a lot about the character they represent. For some tribes, masks have ceremonial roles and are only worn during specific storytelling sessions or rituals. Animal skins and fur. Many stories highlight animals significant to the tribe's environment and belief system. Wearing animal hides or fur in storytelling helps the audience feel closer to the subject of the tale. It also honors the animal's spirit and its role within Native American culture. Beadwork and quillwork. These detailed art forms decorate clothing and props and are more than decoration. Patterns in bead or quill designs often narrate aspects of tribal history or symbolize important themes like protection, courage, or family ties. One really neat thing about these costumes and props is how interactive they make storytelling. The storyteller might use a rattle, drum, or stick decorated with symbols to emphasize parts of the story or to invite the spirit's presence during the tale. Sometimes, props like woven baskets, pottery, or carved figurines appear on stage or around the storyteller to anchor the story in physical objects that carry history and meaning. This colorful and tactile world around Native American storytelling helps preserve Native American heritage in a living, breathing way. When someone shares a tale wearing traditional regalia, it's a channel connecting the past with the present, connecting the audience with the spirit, animals, and ancestors integral to the story. These costumes aren't just costumes, they're a kind of visual language that speaks alongside the spoken word. I also find it cool how certain stories and their associated costumes are specific to distinct Native American tribes. For example, the Hopi storytellers incorporate kachina dolls and masks representing ancestral spirits, while the Ojibwe might use drum rhythms and painted faces to immerse listeners in their narratives. Understanding the clothing and props in storytelling gives you a deeper appreciation for the rich diversity and beauty of Native American history. If you want to experience this storytelling tradition yourself, from the written word to performance, I highly recommend checking out For Such a Time as This. It's a beautifully crafted book that honors Native American history and storytelling. It's not just a read, but an experience that complements what I've been telling you about today. Get your copy today. It's a great way to connect with and celebrate Native American heritage in a meaningful way. Honestly, Learning about these costumes and props opened my eyes to how storytelling in Native American culture is a complete art form. It's not just what's being said, but how it's visually and spiritually represented that gives the stories their power and lasting impact. Next time you have a chance to watch or listen to Native American storytelling performances, pay attention to the regalia and objects. You'll notice that each piece tells part of the story too. Thanks for hanging out and letting me share a bit about this amazing tradition. It really is one of those cultural treasures that highlights the depth and beauty of Native American people and their connections to the land, animals, and spirits around them.